the show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, Homer, here we go for the final time. Take a bow, click your heels, pour yourself a bev. You have made it to the end of the week and our final show. Happy Friday, everybody. We're here. Can't believe it.
Couple of things, but first thing, Nathan, I've been playing golf for 4 years.
Yeah, this is 100% how we need to start our last show.
Well, 5 years we've been doing the show. 4 years, we picked up golf 4 years ago.
Properly. We were hackers before
that. Casual appearances at the Royal Rosny Golf Club, which no longer exists.
I know. Damn.
Will we find a solution? No, because it's our last show.
Nah.
Handball that one to Triple M.
Part of the problems, mate.
Tubes will figure it out. But yeah, we played golf yesterday, Producer Grace, and there's been this curse where either one of us, either Nath or Jimmy, would perform well.
The other one would just not
but
good.
But it's either someone plays really well and someone plays really bad. It's not like well and okay. It's like horrid or amazing.
Yeah, you're both in the middle and you're both average.
Yeah. Mm.
Or someone's really good and someone's really bad.
So it's like your ability is being split between the two of you, and sometimes it's uneven.
It's like some sort of Space Jam situation.
I don't understand that.
Haven't you seen Space Jam?
No. Move on.
I knew that wasn't reference for you, just so
other
you
people,
were.
That's okay. Yeah.
It's like a Mamma Mia. I don't know. I've never
You've
seen
got
a film.
Three dads.
Yeah. It's like three dads, but then one of us has all the dad power.
Yeah, she doesn't know which dad is hers, so it's split between three. I get you.
Perfect.
See?
Thank you.
I knew we'd get there.
But yesterday, Nath, get the round of applause ready for you. Oh, even better. Inspirational music. Jeez, you're good.
I know what you need, mate.
5 years.
I've been doing this for 5 years.
Yesterday, for the first time ever, Nath and I both played well, and we finished first and second in the comp.
Well done.
First and second.
First and second.
Out of gold and silver. 80 people.
I know.
That's actually very impressive.
This has never happened before.
We both played well, but we both could have played well, and we could have finished first, third.
Yeah.
We could have finished, like,
fifth, sixth is still playing well.
Who was first?
Nathan.
Nathan. Mm. Well done, Nathan.
Nathan, thank you very much. You're going to call me Nathan on the golf course. No, thank you.
Nathan Roy finished first.
Yeah.
And James Smith finished second.
He was only two shots behind me as well.
You were playing with friend of the show, Alan Christensen, were you?
No.
I was going to say, how did he go?
He couldn't get out of work, and then he had to go to footy training. And then we rang him. Because it was his birthday.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I'm like, he missed golf on his birthday.
Yeah.
And a friend of ours, Alan, plays for Lauderdale. Anyway, so we call him and he's also assistant coach.
Yes.
And he's there with the coach Lauderdale and stuff. I'm like, Alan, you should be on the golf course. We're playing really well. We rang him after nine holes halfway.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'll just ask the coaches. He puts it on last week. He goes, boys, can I go to golf with Jimmy and Ace? They're like, nah, F Jimmy and Ace.
Yeah.
They're leaving breakfast radio.
So it's just Jimmy and I, putting around, coming first.
Well, that's nice. Sometimes it's
second.
Nice to just spend some time together, just the two of you.
It was
that
beautiful.
Very
and
often.
The thing is, because if Alan was there, we wouldn't have been able to cheat as much and we wouldn't have finished first and second. It's our last show, guys. Who knows what's happening? Who cares? It's here. Good morning. Alphabet, the My State Bank, the human way to bank. Yeah. 2 hours left, guys. 2 hours left. Of course, our final show on Hit Hobart Brekkie. We are playing Alpha Bucks twice. Of course, it's Hobart's favourite game, so why not finish with two games of it? This is the second last time you can play. But first, Jim, maybe some birthday shouts for the final time, huh?
Just quickly, we are live on Instagram if you want to have a look at Jimmy Nath. Our newsreader Rachel just joined, so...
Oh.
Hey, Rachel.
I can see her sitting in a little news desk over there. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. She'll be on the show very shortly. The live stream does have a delay, so Rachel, you'll get this in about 5 minutes. Birthday shout-outs, Nath?
Yeah, let's do some, hey? What do we got?
Yesterday.
Mm.
I didn't know if the sting was coming. Sorry, that was my fault.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want the opener sting?
Yeah,
it's just a lot.
No,
just
it's fine.
It's your birthday,
so you're about to get up. Can you have Grace's mic on? It's only like doing that bit if you can hear it go.
It was a very loud sigh. No, not yet, Nathan.
Not yet? Okay, sorry.
Give me the timer. Okay, it's Nate's birthday to my
seconds.
Darling Nate. You've made it to a quarter of a century. You've had a big couple of years. You mean the world to both your boys, Isaac and Beau, 11 months old, both four. We all love you to the moon and back, a.k.a. Savage Garden. That's from Rich...
17 seconds left.
That's from Rich, Isaac and Master Bobidini.
Bo Diddles, I think it is.
Oh, well done!
Okay, no more timer. That's very stressful.
I am so annoyed we haven't done that before. was so I'm fun.
I always do my best work.
We should have done birthday shout-outs with the timer.
Well, I've got two for today. Should I try and get through two in 30 seconds?
Okay, ready? Your time starts at the end of the... there's no questions. The first question is, what are the birthdays, all right? Your time starts at the end of the first birthday. What are the birthdays?
Today we have Emily Heddy wishing you a very happy, sweet 16th birthday, Emily. That's from Mum, Dad, William and Amy. We also have Priya. Hi there. Is there any chance of getting a birthday shout on Friday morning to my 7-year-old from producer Grace? Okay. My little one's name is Priya. Grace, you're going to have to do something in a sec.
Yeah.
And she's a huge fan of Grace and even mimics the "I really wish you didn't do that" phrase all the time. That's from Sanjitha Taylor.
Happy birthday, Priya. Hope you have a fabulous day. And you know what? I really wish you wouldn't do that.
Okay. Three seconds
time to
left,
go.
Guys.
Brilliant.
We're going to have to check the answers.
No, we go through and we check how many names I screwed up.
Let's go through.
You've nailed it, guys. Good on you. Happy birthday, everyone.
All right, that was fun. We should have done that more often. Colin's playing our bucks this morning. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Might need a new eardrum after that.
I'll apologise there, Colin. There was a bit of carrying on. There's a bit of yelling.
Sorry, Colin.
There's a lot of sound effects. Nath got a bit happy on the buttons.
That's my fault, Colin. I'm sorry, mate.
So you should be.
Yeah.
I like Colin.
Can we just give you the $1,000 because of the inconvenience this morning?
That sounds perfect to me, mate. Best way to end the week.
Can we do that, Grace?
We unfortunately can't do that. So sorry.
Stop firing.
Oh, come on, Grace.
I won't be sweat. I don't want to get fired on my last day.
Sorry.
What's your last day? YOLO.
That's a good attitude, Colin. Yeah, that's a good attitude. All right, Colin, your letter. We better get right into it, hey? Yeah. Your letter is B, as in B for Bridgewater, okay?
Roger.
All right, your 30 seconds starts at the end of the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Colin, are you ready to play?
I'm ready, Eddie.
All right, Colin, your first question beginning with B. Name a TV show.
Pass.
An instrument.
Bass guitar.
A game.
Boganology.
A colour.
Blue.
A musical artist.
Pass.
A sound a sheep makes.
Bar.
A herb.
Basil.
A famous tennis player.
Pass.
Form of transport.
Pass.
Lady Gaga song.
Pass.
TV show.
Pass.
Musical
that one.
Artist. Oh. Damn.
There's a few tough ones in there. I will say, what did you say for game, Colin?
Boganology.
Boganology, it's a board game.
Yeah, I googled it. Definitely a game.
Yeah. Huh. There you go. There you go. Colin, I apologise. I think halfway through when you said bar, producer Grace lost it in the background.
I was trying hard not to laugh.
Colin said bar and Grace went, ha!
I did say turn Grace's mic on for exactly that.
Yeah, but it's fun. Colin, that was a wild ride, mate. Look, you're going to get $50 all thanks to Maestro Bank. The human way to bank it on you, mate.
Awesome. Cheers, guys.
Please welcome for the final time, newsreader Rachel.
In a news booth far away sits a newsreader dedicated to updating Jimmy and Nate on something they probably have no idea about. She hopes they don't ruin her new important segment. It is, of course...
She is.
Good morning, guys. I'm quite emotional now. It's kind of hit me.
I've hugged you like three times this morning, too.
I know. I've also had three cups of coffee, so like I'm feeling a lot right now.
Look, we're not going to, if you want news, you actually have to listen to Rachel's news.
Tune in at 5:30.
Yeah, I'm not doing any news, guys.
And if you do want to add it about 5:30, it probably won't go on time today at all.
That's okay. News will come when it comes. It's fluid.
Absolutely.
Doing what it's wants, living its best life.
And that's the beauty of news. It'll be there. It'll always be there, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I do want to take this opportunity, though, to tell you, Rachel, how important you've been to the show.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, Nathan and I really, you know, we put a show together where it's, you know, it's about laughs and really, you know, a sense of escapism, you know, from the everyday stuff. And there have been times where I'll be honest, and I haven't done this, and I'll apologise, where I've looked at the news and I went, I just can't today, because I really just want to put a smile on someone's face.
I do understand that. It's hard.
We have relied on you to bring the news. There's times where Rachel brings in the real serious stuff, and you know, I've been lucky enough to, you know, we've worked here 5 years with a bunch of different newsreaders. We've worked at other radio stations with other newsreaders. I never met anyone and I'm not putting mayo on this because, you know, I'll be very brutally honest on this show. I've never met anyone that works as hard as Rachel. Yeah.
She is the first person in this building every single morning, sometimes 7 days a week, and you are phenomenal at what you do.
Thank you.
There's a reason. She also does national news sometimes as well on the weekends as well, so that's how good she is. She's in very much high demand, and you are phenomenal at what you do, and without you, this show absolutely would not be the show that it
is. Thank you. Thank you for giving me a platform on this show as well. Obviously, I have come in halfway through your tenure here at HIT, and it's been a privilege to come on this show and bring the heavier stuff and obviously bring you the news every day and be a part of this show, because you guys are just instrumental to the radio landscape here in Hobart. You guys are phenomenal at what you do, and I know so many people, myself included, love listening every morning. I kind of get bogged down in the news side of things, but I love listening to you guys, having you here, because you are just rays of sunshine and you bring so much joy to my morning when I know that my day can be pretty heavy and pretty hectic. You guys always bring a laugh and always put a smile on my face. So thank you so much for the past 5 years and letting me be a part of it, because it's been amazing.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
I think what I sort of love doing at times is sort of, you know, telling people what's a peek
behind the curtains.
But I'm not having a go, but it is very easy for newsreaders to sort of, you know, read the headlines, read the first couple of paragraphs.
And that's it, yeah.
And go to sort of one source. But I walk past Rachel's desk constantly, and it's, you know, and it's not just 5 days a week when she's in here. And I know that Rachel does, you know, national weekends sometimes, but even at home, like, you're across stuff and you read different sources. So, you know, you're not just taking it for what it is.
Yes.
And it is. Like, it's hard. Like, Hobart, I love all the messages that you've given Nathan and I, and, you know, I appreciate that. But I guess you also don't know. I mean, you still got her. She's not going yet. But there will be a time where Rachel leaves, because she works so incredibly hard to give you the news and to give you honest news, to go through all those different platforms and places and be across it and not just news sources like Twitter, Facebook, and to go, where has this come from? And
absolutely. The thing,
interviews, you reach out to people, you chat to them about it.
And we throw some absolute doozy questions at you.
Oh,
and
you do.
I don't think you've ever not been able to field one of our questions. And as that opener says, we normally have no idea what's going on, and without you, this show would not have hummed in the way that it has.
You are
absolutely instrumental to everything we have done. Do we want to play, because if you've been a part of the show for a long time, when Rachel first started, you would remember the first opener we had for as well,
classic,
which played for a long time. I have found it. Bit of nostalgia, guys. Maybe let's play it, hey?
Let's do it.
When Rachel first started, this was her opener.
Rach comes in because she's only one booth away. She comes in because she's got the good news today.
Now, I want to share a story about that opener. Rachel had just started.
I'm
pretty sure Nath may have even written that before you started.
I think so. You guys knew I was coming before I got here.
The boss man, Sweet Chili Philly, he told, we were like, oh, yeah, who's the new newsreader, Rachel? I'm like, okay, great. Well, I've got the perfect thing for her.
Yeah, and we do love a nickname here in the Jimmy and A Show. If you know, we call, even if a name comes up like Henry on the phones, if Grace puts it through, Nathan and I will just go, oh, Henners, how are you, mate?
I was just about to say, I reckon we'd go with Henners.
That opener starts with Rach.
Yeah.
When we met Rachel... We go, hey, lovely to meet you, and whatever. And Rachel goes, hey, I just hate the name Rach. Please don't call me that.
Yeah.
And in the back of my head, I went,
we've already made the opener.
Yeah.
It's already made.
It's okay. I don't mind it, but it's it wasn't my preferred. But honestly, that opener was so good. It's totally okay.
And then we played it for 2.5 years afterwards. Hi, Rachel, a massive round of applause.
Thank you, guys. We adore
you so much. Thank you so much for everything you've done, not just for the station, not just for our show, but for Hobart as well. You're instrumental, and we wish you all the best. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you can get the round of applause ready for 1/3 of the Jimmy and A Show, would be nothing without her. Please welcome to the studio, producer Grace.
Oh, welcome.
I've never gotten an introduction like that before. It's so nice.
Normally we just wave at you outside.
Yeah. Get in here. Come in.
No, look, it was really lovely yesterday. Nathan and I got to spend some time together, just Nathan and I. That never really happens. And we sort of reflected on the last 5 years, which started with Nathan and I, and then, you know, you joined the family, producer Grace.
2019?
Yeah. 17th of June, 2019.
Oof. She get it tattooed.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Like the Olympic
Team
rings.
Tattoos.
We all get on our bums.
We should do it for our last show, and then she can wax us.
But look, producer Grace is responsible for a lot of show. The good stuff. If there's something you don't like, maybe it's toilet humour or fart
joke. Actually, no, that's not a lie. That's a lie, because I came up with Moans and I, remember?
You did. Sometimes Grace will come up with something that she knows we'll love and then she regrets it
so much.
Yeah,
because I'm like caught up in the jokes off air and then you go, that's great, we're doing it on the show. And I go, oh no.
Didn't you also come up with Who's Your Daddy?
Yep, for Father's Day. That was good.
Actually, all the filth on the show, producer Grace.
Yeah, she just pretends it's, no.
It's not me, I'm innocent.
But look, I, and look, Grace does, we get little show plans, Grace puts them together for us and I knew that Grace wouldn't put herself on the show because that's the type of person she is. But Grace, you have equal billing here in the Jimmy and Nate show. So I wanted to make sure that there was some time on the show for you.
Push agendas and whatnot.
Yeah, get on your soapbox.
Well, you've brought in a soapbox today, so get up there, darling.
No, I did want to talk about something a little bit more serious this morning to kind of wrap up our final show here on Hobart Breakfast. And later on in the show, we are looking back on some of our favourite moments of 2022. And I don't know about you guys, but one of my favourite moments of 2022 was when I announced to you guys that I was engaged to my beautiful partner, Diana.
Want to let you know it does make the highlight.
Thank goodness. But I also wanted to share a story, something that I haven't really shared on the show before, because the last radio station I worked at before I came down to Heat 100.9, I didn't have such a good experience talking about that aspect of my life. I was asked for a good couple of weeks when I started not to mention the fact that I had a same-sex partner on air. I was told that I was pushing agendas and hijacking interviews to push my cause and, you know, stories involving my partner. I was asked to keep them for times where kids wouldn't be listening in the car because, according to my bosses, my relationship was inappropriate for young ears. And when I came down here to Hobart, it wasn't even a question that, of course, I was going to share that aspect of my life. And I was so proud to share that aspect of my life. And Hobart, well, Jimmy and Nate, first of all, but Hobart just treated it like it was the most normal thing in the world. And in some ways it is, but in other ways it isn't as well, because, you know, same-sex marriage has only been legalised here in Australia end of 2017, so still less than 5 years ago. I mean, only the other weekend, it was the 25th anniversary of homosexuality being decriminalised here in Tasmania. So within my lifetime, it was illegal to be gay here in Hobart, which is just insane to think about. But when I announced that Diana and I had gotten engaged, I got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages of support. And it just made me feel so loved and so supported. And it just, it completely blew my mind. And, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't hear people talk about relationships like mine on the radio. I didn't hear stories of people being in happy and loving same-sex relationships. And I think the thing I'm going to take away from being on air here in what I would say is the most beautiful city in the world is that if I can make one young queer person feel like they aren't wrong, there's nothing wrong with them, they are loved, they are supported, they will grow up to be loved and supported with the kind of love that Hobart has shown me, then I have done my job. If I've made someone feel less alone, feel less wrong, then I just am the happiest person in the world. And I just wanted to sincerely thank both you, Jimmy and Nath, and also all of Hobart for showing me just unconditional love and support. So thank you so much.
Grace, I will tell you, you have done your job. It has been absolutely beautiful. And it's not just one person. It's not just the queer community that you've touched. You've touched so many people. You've changed us as people. You've made this show phenomenal. You've made this station what it is today. And I know you have. You've shared that story about where you used to work. And, I mean, it's horrific to us to hear that. And we are so sorry that you went through that. And we will make sure that never happens again. Because, as Jim has said many times, you are just as much a part of this show.
I always say you're just a matter pass.
I said pasta. Maybe I'm hungry.
You're just a piece of pasta.
Should we go to Medici after this, guys? I'm hungry. You are just as much a part of this show. You have equal billing. The work that you do is phenomenal, and you have changed people's lives. And I want you to know that you talk about just changing one person, impacting one person. I can tell you, you've impacted thousands, mate, and you do a phenomenal job.
I think you are a piece of pasta. You're a tasty little snack. I think. Diana, is she a tasty little snack?
She's so tasty. You have no idea.
Diana's actually drooling.
Careful. I didn't know that when we met you, Grace, and when you got the job, that what you'd gone through in your last job. And I don't know. I mean, Nathan and I didn't really have a conversation about it.
No. I actually think it wasn't even me the first time we mentioned. You just went, oh, your partner, Diana, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, like, I mean, I just
it
felt
wasn't
like,
even a question.
No. I mean, you're in a same-sex relationship. I don't mean, you know, there was someone, you know, that said to us, oh, you got to get in, you got to highlight and doing this stuff. And I'm like, oh, no, it's just going to treat it like any relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was, you know, and as Nate said, you've done a great job here. You know, in the early days, you know, there were some messages and comments from people, but
oh yeah, but
we don't want them. Said that, and you know, and that
we
and,
literally told them to stop listening to the station if that was your issue.
Yeah.
And we mean that,
and we will continue that.
Yeah,
you know, we'll continue. I'm really proud of the show that we've put together. I'm really proud of you, Grace. You know, I think you've come a long way as well, both you know, on air and off air, and I'm really proud of everything that we do, but especially what you do, and I want you to continue to do that on the national stage as well, because as you said, you know, just about helping one queer person here in Hobart, mate, you're gonna all around Australia.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that you saying here, like, Australia now, there's gonna be kids all around this
everywhere
country.
It's just such an immense privilege and one that I don't take for granted, and you know, thank you both of you for taking me along on the ride, and I'm just so excited.
Well,
to
Grace,
do it.
It's been a privilege to have you on the show, and we're going to take this final opportunity to finally announce that we are going to be walking Grace down the aisle at
no,
her wedding, which is
not
awesome.
Happening.
Diana's in here. She just gave me the thumbs up. That is awesome. That is locked in. Congratulations to Grace and Diana when they get married. Of course, we'll be walking down the aisle. Friday morning, 18 minutes to 8 for our final day, our final show on Hit Hobart Brekkie, Jim.
Yeah. Where does the time go, guys?
Where five does years. It go? 5 years, guys. Five
can't believe
years.
It.
What an innings. Just,
look, I want to ask now on 131060, what memories do you have of the show?
Yeah. We did this yesterday. It was great. I loved this.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun yesterday. You know, it could be something serious, could be something funny. I'd love it to be some sort of complaint because, you know...
You didn't get any complaints yesterday, which was interesting.
I mean, we did something. We didn't do it for a long period of time, but we did Jimmy and Nath...
Honest feedback.
Honest feedback, yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Jimmy. I'm always looking to improve myself as a radio announcer. So if there's something that I do that you hate, please let me know, because I don't want to take that to the national stage. How embarrassing.
Mm.
Yeah, you probably still will bring it.
I'd love to know. I mean, it depends. I mean, I love your opinion. I don't have to take it,
but
I'd love to know about
it. Oh, God, we get some opinions, don't we, guys?
Well,
everyone with their two cents.
Here's a message. This is from Alyssa.
Mm.
I'm not going to read the whole thing out.
Sure.
It's very lovely, but she's hopeful, fingers crossed, that we hear from Nanny Lynn on today's show.
Oh. On today's show?
But...
Oh, no.
I will say, yeah, this is breaking news this morning. Nanny Lynn's, she's actually, we messaged her.
Mm.
We said, Linny, you want to come on?
Mm.
She went, no, doll. I'm a national show talent.
Yeah, she's
now.
National. She's a national star.
It's gone to a head.
That's
I'll be
the
honest.
Thing now. And I was worried about this. And as soon as, because we have got her on a few times on the national show now, and this is the thing, it's absolutely gone to a head. She's demanding royalties. She's walking. She asked to be on a billboard the other day. So we put her on one. All right, guys.
So Nanny Lynn. And the question then goes, Nanny Lynn will always be a part of the show.
She
was on Weekend Breakfast the other weekend, and now that's all she wants.
Yeah.
I deserve a national platform.
She wants her own little soapbox.
So look, 131060, what memories do you have of the show? Good, bad, indifferent, whatever it is. I'd just love to know what you remember.
Yeah, jump on the phones, guys. It can be anything. It can be something tiny, small and insignificant, but you remember it. It can be something big. Maybe it was a competition. Maybe we came and saw you. Maybe it was an MC gig we did, the Jack Jumpers, the Hurricanes, whatever it is. Memories of the Jimmy and Ace show over the last 5 years. We want to hear them. 131060. 60 for our last show on here. And Jim, we just thought we'd recap on some memories from people.
Yeah, just ask 131060, what memories do you have from the show? It could be good, bad, indifferent, just stuff. I'd love for someone to call with something that I do that people just absolutely hate.
Yeah, some sort of complaint. Please do not take insert complaint here to the national show.
Yeah. Jimmy, don't keep doing this to the national show. Whatever it is, I just love to know. Because at the end of the day, we wouldn't be anything. We wouldn't even have this opportunity to go national without you, Hobart.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to know what to never do again.
Yeah, well, and I mean, also the highlights. I mean, we wouldn't, we just wouldn't have got this without so many people getting around the show and listening to it. So we'll be forever grateful and we'll be forever in your debt.
Absolutely. James from Berrydale. G'day, James. How are you?
For the final time, oi oi, boys.
Oi oi, James. Thank you for using the official greeting of the show.
No problem at all. So probably
James,
one thing...
sorry, just to interrupt. I haven't run this by Nath either.
Oh, yeah.
But so oi oi, right?
Oi
it's
oi.
Become the official show greeting of the...
Jimmy Nash show.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been a Hobart thing.
Mm.
James, do you reckon we just keep it as like a subtle tip of the cap to anyone from Hobart and Tassie when they call through, we know, oi oi, we don't tell the mainlanders.
Yeah, I definitely think that could be possible. I mean, instead of Grace asking where you're from, you could just say oi oi and she'll know.
I love that, James. The only what about when the mainlanders catch on and they start using it? We'll just have to allow it, won't we?
Well, I mean, we can't really stop them. I mean, the only other thing you could do is come back to Tassie.
Well
good.
Said.
Good,
all right, James.
James,
sorry, what were you saying? What have you got to remember?
So it was back in, I think, October of 2018 when we actually first met at the Hobart show. Mm. You put the question out to Hobart, what way your cutlery drawer goes.
Yes. Oh, this is like knife, spoon, fork or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah. So mine is still spoon, knife, fork, and then you've got the teaspoons at the front.
Yeah. Didn't we call you crazy for having it that way?
Yeah, at the Hobart show you did, yeah. Yeah.
James, I had totally forgotten about that till you just mentioned it, and I'll be honest, probably one of the biggest phoners we've had, Nath. We had so many calls about that.
Yeah, I think we did it a couple of times as well, didn't we? Didn't we revisit it? We had that many people weighing
people
in on it.
People would come up to us in the street and go, hey, guys, just so you know, it's fork, knife, spoon for me.
Yeah, wow.
I think you divided Hobart on that question.
Yeah, we lost a lot of listeners that day, James.
I think that one should come up in the national show and divide Australia and find out how far it really does go.
I'm not going to lie to you, James. I'm going to reuse that this weekend.
Yeah. That's easy content, isn't it? Thank you, James. Sam from Claremont. G'day, Sammy.
Oi, oi, boys.
Oi, oi, Sam. Thank you for using the official greeting in the Jimmy Nash show. What do you want to remember, Sam?
I just want to say congratulations on going national, guys. We're going to miss you.
Thank you, buddy.
I would say if there's snow on the mountain, but I think there's a cloud there. So.
Careful. And there isn't snow.
I want to add on to the oi oi greeting to the national show. If the mainlanders do catch on, I reckon we just go back to ahoy.
Okay. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Well, I just think somebody else owns that. That's the problem with that, Sam.
Yeah, but they didn't give away a boat.
True.
You're so right. We said ahoy when we were giving away the boat.
Yeah.
But then we realised Hamish and Andy say ahoy, so it had to be oi oi.
Yeah, oi oi.
But what about ahoy oi oi?
Ahoy oi oi?
I actually don't mind that, but now we're just confusing it. Thank you, Sam. All right, let's go to Donna. Donna from South Arm. Hello, Donna.
Ahoy, oi, oi, boy.
Well played, Donna.
I'll be honest, Donna. In the back of my head, I was like, if anyone can pull this off, it's Donna.
It's going to be me. If I couldn't ring up for the last time.
So what do you remember, Donna? I mean, you've
been with us from the start.
So many memories. Yeah, OG. The cheeky bum grab, I think, when I had to tuck Nate in and he told me his girlfriend was watching, so I gave him a cheeky kiss on the head as well.
Of course, Donna, you were our winner of the mother tuckers.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
That's right.
Not going to explain what mother tuckers was.
Not at all.
We're just going to leave it a secret. Going to Darryl Braithwaite, singing horses.
Yes.
I poked him in the eye with my fascinator and then took that photo to the top of the mountain with you.
Of course. You're on the Ho banner at the top of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I was. And, we put the Darryl Braithwaite photo on that. It's been a ride.
I'd love to revisit the Darryl Braithwaite thing because we could only send one person and you won. And then you nearly blinded him with your fascinator by poking him. You nearly blinded a national icon.
I did, yep. So it's going to be the drive to school in the morning is not going to be the same, guys. And, Jimmy, I just wanted to say thank you so much for putting mental health out there for Hobart and bringing the stigma forward. It's definitely something that's helped us a lot. So you will definitely be missed, guys.
Oh, look, Donna. Thank you, Donna. Thank you. We're very lucky. You know, a lot of people in radio, they don't get to have the careers we've had so far. And I guess, as I've said a few times, we just want to continue the show that we're doing here and share it with the rest of Australia.
Absolutely. So. Thank you, Donna. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
You're welcome.
We love
you. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Donna. Let's go to young Emily from Bellerive. Hi, Em. What are you going to miss about the show? What do you remember about the show?
Hi. I like the Monday dad joke.
Oh, dad joke Mondays. Oh, it's a good one, isn't it, Em?
Yeah.
Emily, maybe I could move it to dad joke Sundays. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Done.
See, perfect. We're just getting free content from people here. Thank you, Em. Renee from Sorrel, wrap things up, Renee. What do you remember about the show?
Hey.
Oi, oi, Renee.
I actually had a complaint for Jim.
Excellent. Oh, love it.
This is good.
Good. This is what I asked for it.
He
and
loves
no
it.
One did it yesterday. And so today, I'm good. Thank
Renee,
you, Renee.
Just so you know, he loves punishment. You want me to smack him as well afterwards?
Yeah, totally. It's a good lead-in. Thanks, little Emily. Dad Joke Mondays. I hate the opener when you guys use daddy.
Oh. Okay, so do you hate the opener or do you hate when we all go...
Oh, Daddy. Dad.
Yeah, I hate that bit.
Okay. Well, you know, okay, can I tell you one thing, Renee? The only thing, the only reason we do it is because we, for years, we've been trying to get producer Grace to say it.
I know.
To say
yes,
Daddy.
And she hates it too.
And, I'm never going to say it.
And because she's never said it, we just kept doing it. So, I mean, the only way we can stop it is if she says Daddy,
if she
Renee.
She says it, all right. Can you do it on the last show, Grace? Well, no. And then it'll be done.
Okay, right now, I'm going to throw this out there. If Renee, for you, because, look, a lot of people do love dad jokes, and I've actually been shocked. The reason every year I go to Grace, oh, we probably shouldn't do this anymore, and then Grace goes, people love it. Yeah. So we probably will move to Sundays. It probably will stay on the show, but I will do this for you, Renee. I've said I wanted some feedback. I will stop saying the daddy. I'll stop doing that. If producer Grace, right now on the show, says daddy.
And it has to, and we have to, it has to be like a sexy daddy. It
no,
can't
not
be
a
there.
Sexy
no,
daddy.
It does, because you said daddy, dad.
And no, it's gotta be daddy, stop it. It's gotta be daddy, stop it.
It's gotta be a proper one, otherwise we keep doing it. And Renee,
is your partner Dana still here?
Yes.
We'll get Dana's approval. Dana, can you come to the studio?
Dana, please come in. Fiance.
Is Grace allowed to say daddy, stop it?
Okay, guys, we have debates about this. Grace still says daddy to her daddy currently.
Oh, that's
weird. She's like the only living adult.
Yeah, but that's kind of weird.
So I like my dad.
Your dad.
You love us.
Okay.
No,
okay.
It's very different ways.
Renee, I need you to tell Grace that if she doesn't do this, you will never listen to the show again.
Oh, 100%. Grace, it's all on you.
You need to say daddy. Now, do we want the opener or is this just a raw daddy?
No, okay. Name, stop. All right, so you will say it. And then we're going to go, we're going to get ads.
And then we'll go straight away. I'll give you a drawing.
Renee, I will promise you, if Grace says it right now, I will never say that again on Dad
Jokes. I'll listen on Sundays just to make sure.
You're going to get a drum roll. Now, I just want to say, because if it's not right, we're going again. So it's got to be a sexy, it can't be a playful daddy. It's got to be a proper, you know what we're after.
I know.
Okay. Renee, are you ready?
I am.
Jimmy, are you ready?
I'm also going to film.
Okay. Your fiance, Diana, are you ready for this?
I'm not.
All right. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go, Renee. Let's see if she can do it. Come on.
Stop it, Daddy.
Jim, just before we do this, this is the final time. This is the final time we are playing Hobart's favourite game. This is it.
Wow.
I just wanted to cherish this moment just before it just rolls straight in there. You know what I mean? And we rip in and I say that thing that you don't really listen to and no one really does. It's just the rules.
Yeah, you gotta do it. I just got a message from a friend of the show to you, me, and producer Grace, Alan Christensen.
Oh, bun. Yeah.
It's very beautiful, actually. I'm not gonna read it. We can do that personally. But he works at schools and he's like, Matt, there's no one at school today.
Yeah, everyone's taking the day off.
The kids are taking the day off.
It's become a statewide holiday today.
There's not enough holidays, public holidays at this time of the year. So, I can't believe that people are taking school off or taking work off.
I know.
To listen to us, idiots?
This is wild. Okay, are we ready? Are we ready? This is the final time we are playing this on Hobart Brekkie. It is the final time somebody could win $1,000. Of course, it is the final time we play Alphabet.
Alphabet, the My State Bank, the human way to bank. It's
That's right, guys. Here's the bit you don't really listen to. It's a game as easy as ABC. Learn the alphabet. 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct. You take home the $1,000. Our final contestant. I'm going to give her a round of applause. This is our final Alpha Bucks contestant, Larissa from Claremont. Larissa, welcome.
Oi, oi, boys. How are we?
Oi, oi, Larissa. Thank you for using the official greeting in the Jimmy Nay Show. How are you, Larissa?
I am good. I really wanted to try and be that last person.
Well, you are. You've done it.
Unless you drop off, Larissa, and we have to quickly find somebody else, it is you. How do you feel?
Good. Nervous. Good.
Nervous. Nervous. Larissa, I'm just going to tell you early. Your letter's T is in T for table.
Mm.
Okay.
How do you feel about that letter?
Look, it's okay.
Okay, because I mean, I don't want to put pressure on you, Larissa, but I just love it to go off. I'd love it to go off on our last ever Alpha Bucks. Go out.
So do I.
What a lovely finish that would be. I mean, again, I don't want to put too much pressure on you either. But you know the letter T for table.
Are you thinking T words? What are you thinking now, Larissa?
None are coming into my brain.
Okay, just take a breath.
Let's take a breath.
We do this sometimes. Everybody, ready? Let's take a breath with us, Larissa.
And let it out.
All right, Larissa, $1,000 Alpha Bucks for the final time. Your letter is T. Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
Just remember, Larissa, my biggest tip is always pass if you don't know something.
Yeah.
You know, don't spend heaps of time thinking of something because we'll always come back to it.
Absolutely.
That's the rule.
Larissa, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Larissa, your first question, beginning with T for the final time. Name a job.
Teacher.
A body part.
Toe.
Something you wear.
A top.
A dinosaur.
T-Rex.
A place in Australia.
Tasmania.
A type of biscuit.
Tim Tam.
A Winnie the Pooh character.
Tigger.
A sport.
Tennis.
Something in the bathroom.
Toothbrush.
An instrument.
A trombone.
Gosh!
No, wait.
Timer. We should have to go through them, Larissa. That's the T's and C's.
T's and C's.
C's, yeah. Okay.
So I've got people in the studio chatting, guys. It's a big moment.
So girlfriends want to come in and all our girlfriends are here, all our partners. It's lovely. All right. A job. Nathan, I'll go through them. You give me a
100%.
A job teacher.
Yes, that's a job.
A body part. Toe.
Yes, that's a body part.
Yep. Something you wear. A top. Do you wear tops?
Do you wear tops or do you... Yeah, no, you do. You wear tops, yeah.
A dinosaur, a T-Rex.
I mean, they're extinct, but were they around once upon a time? Yes.
Do you believe in dinosaurs? A place in Australia, Tasmania.
Well, ooh, maybe obvious. We come back to that one.
Type of biscuit, Tim Tam.
Yes, 100%.
Two T's. You get 2 points for that one.
Mm.
Winnie the Pooh character.
I'm Tigger. T-I-Gur.
Oh, he's here.
He's here.
No one cares about Eeyore.
I'm just going to do impressions.
Yeah, do all of them.
It's me, Winnie the Pooh.
Sorry, Larissa, we're just doing the answers here.
Sport, tennis.
Yes, that's a sport. Yeah.
Something in the bathroom, toothbrush.
Yes. Yeah, that's where you keep it.
Keep it. If I said something in the kitchen and someone said toothbrush, would you accept that? Because you could have a toothbrush anywhere, couldn't you?
If they keep it there.
Don't you know? No, Producer Grace saying no. Your partner, Dana, saying yes. So
yeah, of course.
You can.
Yeah, that wasn't the question. It doesn't matter. Regardless, she said bathroom.
And an instrument, trombone. No, she said toothbrush.
She said toothbrush.
You said bathroom.
That was the correct answer. Yeah. Larissa.
Yes.
From Claremont. Our final Alpha Bucks player. You've won $1,000.
We've done it, Claremont!
You!
How do you feel?
I can't believe I did it.
You did so well. God, we put the pressure on you as well.
Yeah.
I know.
Our last ever Alpha Bucks game, $1,000 is given away. Larissa, what do you want to say?
Thank you so much, boys. I've enjoyed you so much over the past 5 years. And I love this game.
Oh. we bloody love you, Larissa. I know you've listened to the show a fair bit, so I'm glad you're... Yeah. What are you going to spend that $1,000 on?
I have no idea. I might have to go on a holiday. Follow you around Australia.
We got groupies! We got groupies!
Why are our girlfriends cheering?
Oh, no, because they're like, finally, somebody will give them attention. Larissa, congratulations. $1,000. All thanks to My State Bank, the human way to bank. That is all yours. You enjoy it. And thank you so much for being a part of the show over the last 5 years, okay?
Thank you, boys. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you, Larissa. We love you.
Okay,
there you go, Jim. The final round of Alpha Bucks. And we're still on, guys. We've still got another hour, probably longer than an hour to go, because I'll be honest, we'll probably bang on a little bit. The last couple of shows, well, this week, essentially, we've been taking a little bit of a walk back through the last 5 years. Of course, we started in 2018 all the way up to today, 2022. And we got one more, I guess, package, little montage to play for everybody.
You said it all.
Mm.
But if I can, I'm just going to try. There's a bunch of people in the studio. Make some noise!
Woo!
That was
appalling.
And you could see there, I said we didn't practice this.
So bad. And we're the Jack Jumpers hype guys as well.
Make some noise!
Woo! Shouldn't have gone back.
That's comedy. Yeah.
All right, guys, here is a walkthrough 2022 on the Jimmy and Nath Show.
2022. Hobart had already put up with 4 years of Jimmy and Nath, and you all kept listening. Good on you. So to stay relevant, Jimmy and Nath hitched their wagon to Tassie's newest toy, our NBL Grand Final superstars, the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Although it seemed even the captain of the team was avoiding them.
The captain of the first ever Jack Jumpers team and the team now playing in the Grand Final playoffs. It could only be Clinty Steino! Hey, Clinty.
Morning, fellas.
Clint, I'm upset with you, mate. I really want to play golf with you and you just keep winning and I feel like we're never going to get out and have a hit.
I don't know how long the clubs have been in the cupboard now, but I reckon there's a lot of dust on them and you're going to have to wait at least another probably 2 weeks before we can get out there.
Clint, we get it. You're only winning because you don't want to play golf with us.
Is that true?
I'm saving you guys the trouble.
Tassie was electric in 2022 in support for the Jackies. And tickets were hot property. So Jimmy and Neith found creative and game-changing ways to give them away. But somehow, they made it harder than it should have been.
If people want to win these boxes, there's a special prerequisite that we need.
Yeah, so these are 8-people boxes. But how this is going to work is we'll chat to the person on the phone. They've got to name 7 people. Mm. That's 8 in total that can go this Sunday. Neith, then you and I will pick one person each at random, one of these names, and we'll do some investigating.
Absolutely.
To find out a bit more.
Andrea from Gilston Bay. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
We are. It's on fantastic. No, Andrea.
Yeah, Andrea. Yeah.
Oh, it's Andrea.
Yeah.
Not Andrea. Producer Grace, you gave me the thumbs up and said I got it right.
I thought it was Andrea.
So it's not Andrea. It's Andrea.
It is Andrea. Sorry.
It is Andrea.
Did she say sorry? Do you know what your name is?
What's your name? Is it Andrea?
I think so.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right. Sharon, do you want to go to the Jack Jumpers?
All right, I think Andrea is in trouble.
Yeah.
To name 7 people.
She can't name herself.
All right, let's have a crack. Name 7 people for us.
Marcus, yep. Tilly, Lewis, Max, Holly, Bailey, Monica.
I don't know. I reckon we could catch Andrea out here.
What name are you going with?
I'm going to go with Max.
Max?
Mm.
I'm going to go with Tilly.
Okay.
Max is my son. He is 11 and Madge, a Jack Jumpers fan.
I think she said Jazz Jumpers.
Jazz, the mighty Jazz Jumpers.
Was she thinking about the Utah Jazz NBA team?
What school does Max go to, Andrea?
Tough
Bits. Well, she answered that pretty quickly. I'm going to give her the green light here, Jim. Green light for Max. Right.
Okay, tell me about Tilly.
Tilly is my partner's daughter.
Yep.
She is 12,
mm-hmm.
and she also is a jazz fan.
Jazz fan. But what about Jack Jumpers?
Yeah, yes, Jack Jumpers too.
Your voice went high. Jim, I mean, not my call. I've already done my one. It's up to you, Jim.
I do believe Tilly are back. So mm-hmm. I'm just still going back to the earlier thing.
She didn't know her own name. we might need to name 8 people because she can't go.
Andrea.
Yeah, you've done it. Well done.
Not everyone was on the march with the Jack Jumpers from the outset, though. And Richo from Luca Brasi shared in slamming these bandwagoners asking for tickets.
Richo, you're one of these people who were just on the Jackies train, on the march, straight away, mate. You backed him in from the outset.
Hell yeah.
Are you looking back now and seeing all the other people who weren't exactly on side straight away going, I bloody told ya?
Mate, I've got a few messages from, like, once again, what air quotations, mates, saying, hey, man, did you get tickets to the game? I'm like, where were you at the start of the season, you absolute flog? I'm not even writing back to people, man.
We're getting
I'm
so
on
many.
The Jackies, mate.
I showed Nath, like, personal messages, just being like, hey, Jimmy, how you been? How are things? Like, the message starts all that.
Yeah.
And then it finishes with, look, I'd love to go to the Jack Jumpers this weekend.
Jackies are on the march.
Oh, sorry, producer Grace just texted me. It just says, hey, VO lady, enough sport on the show. Can we please talk about something I care about? Oh, sure we can. How about this?
Say, will you marry me?
Got a bit of local gossip this morning, which is very exciting.
Some gossip
from within the Jimmy and Nath team, because over the weekend, my beautiful partner got down on one knee and asked me to marry them, and I said yes.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm engaged.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. On the weekend.
On the weekend.
Oh, my God. Why did we do this yesterday?
What the hell, Grace?
I don't know. I got nervous and I didn't want to do it. And
Grace, you're engaged.
Yes.
Holy what the hell? Can I swear?
Yeah.
No, don't, because then I have to dump it and then we lose that beautiful moment.
Hobart.
Hobart, the support you showed producer Grace was amazing, considering her ability to marry the love of her life wasn't always legal.
Without getting too serious about it, when we started dating, it was illegal for us to get married. So, you know, we've come a really long way as a society, we've come a really long way as a couple, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with my beautiful partner, Diana. And... sorry.
No, don't apologise. No,
this is
honestly beautiful.
This is good.
Yeah, it's a good promo. Good promo.
Videos too.
Good promo. Keep going.
It's an engagement video. There's a girl crush. We'll be quiet. Just keep going. More of that.
No, it's nothing.
How much you love her? Give us more of that stuff.
I do. I really, really, really love Diana.
And now you're with her forever.
Now forever.
What a stunning moment on the show and a highlight of 2022. Could anything ruin this for producer Grace? How on earth could Jimmy and Nath possibly inject themselves into such a special occasion? Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
So does this mean we missed our shot with you?
Yes! Oh, my God, this means, Jim, finally we can be the celebrants and we can marry them. Amazing.
Sorry, shout out to Grace's dad. We're going to be walking your daughter down the aisle.
Absolutely.
And it's ours now. Sorry to the celebrant that you may have already booked, but we're also marrying them as well, yep. Which is exciting.
We are also the DJs at the wedding.
Now,
personally, I think they should walk Grace down the aisle. It would be great for content, but anyway. Oh, another text from producer Grace. Shut the f***. Oh, okay. I can't read that one out. Anyway, what else did Jimmy and Nath do this year? Oh, yeah. Apparently they finally answered one of the biggest questions in the whole of Tasmania.
We are finally answering this question. How long is Seven Mile Beach? Actually, nobody's ever measured it, so we're finding it out for sure. I've got the trundle wheel here. Currently, I'm about to tick over to 3,000 metres, 3 kilometres. Producer Grace, you've got your Apple Watch.
Yeah, I just hit 3 kilometres as well.
And Jim, your consistent steps, probably the most accurate out of everybody. Your measurement, how you go, mate?
I'm at 4,069.
4,069. Again, steps. You've got to keep moving up there. Stop hopping.
I'm up to 4,089 steps.
Okay, so. There we go. All right, and again, we have measured Jimmy's steps. We're not going to do the calculations until the end.
We'll do that later.
Or we do know it.
Just realised, I said your step was 115 centimetres long. Yeah. Millimetres.
Millimetres.
You're not stepping over a metre every time you step.
He's got a big gate.
My bad. Sorry, Jim.
As always, they awarded their caller of the week, their cow, whilst they walked along the beach. And to celebrate, they called upon producer Grace for a special task.
But I did promise that we would make a dugong noise.
Yes.
This is the sea cows. We're walking along 7 Mile Beach next to the ocean at the moment. But we can't get hold of Rog, so Grace, over to you.
I don't know how a dugong sounds.
I told you.
But they're underwater.
No, you went to that aquarium. All right, well, go jump in the water.
No, I'm not jumping in. All right, I'll do it. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, here we go. This is on behalf
just
of Roger.
And just quickly, Eggs Benny, you're back pushing the buttons this morning. Thanks, mate. Are you there? How are you going, Eggs?
I'm going good.
Good. So, Ben, because Nathan and I can't be impartial, Grace is part of our team, you're going to have to give the green light whether or not you're happy with this dugong noise from Grace, okay, mate?
I've been waiting for this moment.
Hey, Ben, just so you know, we got plenty of time. Yeah,
and with great power comes great responsibility.
And also, we're waiting for our Mayor Doug Chipman to join us, so we might get 3 or 4 different dugong noises. All right, Grace, you've got to impress Ben. It's not us. We're staying impartial. We're concentrating on measuring 7 Mile Beach.
So I'm a dugong. I'm underwater. Okay.
On behalf of Roger.
On behalf of Roger. I'm underwater.
Okay. It's a creative process, mate. Don't get in the way.
On behalf of Roger from Leonard Valley, who is our sea cow of the week.
Not good enough.
I put my entire heart and soul into that.
Okay. Hey, mate, Ben's the judge.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do this again.
The mayor even joined them on their measuring quest and seemed to think that perhaps they had underestimated their task. Thanks, Doug.
So we're at the airport on, was that Wednesday, Nath? Yeah, Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, we felt Wednesday, and all these people at the airport came up to us, and they go, "You're Jimmy and Nath?" And we go, "Yeah." And they go, "You're not actually walking 7 Mile Beach. This is some sort of April Fool's joke, isn't it?" But no, we're here. You can confirm, Doug. You're a trustworthy man.
Yeah, I can vouch for it that you are actually here, and good one.
Yeah.
It is an outstanding beach, but, you know, you reckon you're about halfway. We might be close, but it's still a long way to go.
How long, I mean, Doug, do we really need to get a wriggle on here? Because how long do you think it'll still take us to get to the end this morning? Roughly.
How long you been going now?
About 2 hours.
About 2 hours. Yeah.
You'll be lucky to finish it inside four. So I reckon if you're thinking about renaming it, you know, you could call it 5 Hour Beach Ride.
That is good.
That's not bad.
After 4.5 hours of trundle wheeling, counting steps and lots of complaining, Jimmy and Nate did make it to the end. And after some quick math, Hobart had their answer and a closest guess was awarded.
On the hit 100.9 car, 10.86 kilometres or 6.75 miles, guys. 6.75 miles, we can officially confirm.
Sorry.
You're just taking my microphone away from me. You're done, eh?
I'm so excited.
We haven't done the big bit yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't it?
No, that wasn't it.
Listening.
We've got a winner. We've got a winner. So, on the phone right now, this person had a guess of 10.85. Jeremy from Sorrel. Jeremy, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
In perfect summary of the success of the day and the future of the measurement, Nath had this to say.
It is official. The measurement are done and we are never measuring anything again.
Here we go. So there you have it, Hobart. 5 years on your breakfast airwaves. They may be changing times, but they aren't leaving you. They're simply taking their perfect little Hobart playground and growing it so Australia gets a slice of what everyone in Tassie already has. Oh, hang on, another message from Grace. Yes, we have spoken about the engagement.
Just quickly, we are live on Instagram. Grace, you can just go back to your normal seat. They can figure it out. Yeah. It's just very weird.
I think they'll know that you're there.
Oh. Yeah.
You forgot your mic.
I forgot my mic, sorry.
So, 5 years we've been here. Guys, look, it's been an absolute wild ride this week, in particular this show. I mean, we just got surprised by the Jack Jumpers guys coming in. We had Wigo on the show, gave away Alpha Bucks. We realised we haven't had an opportunity to speak again. Now, I know we've been speaking all week, but I guess we wanted to take the opportunity to again.
We haven't had a chance to talk.
And we want to make it about
in 4.5 hours. I just love a chance to say.
But in all seriousness, we wanted to take the opportunity to just to thank you guys and say what an incredible journey the last 5 years has been. And we would not be the people we are. We would not be the show we are without the people on the other side of these microphones listening in. And we do from the bottom of our hearts say thank you. And we will miss this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to get emotional. Actually, that's a lie. I was surprised I haven't gotten emotional yet.
But when we replayed the engagement
stuff.
Yeah,
I got a bit emotional then. But it's just been the ultimate privilege of my life to be able to get to know Hobart and chat to Hobart every single day. And I hope you feel, you know, half as loved by the three of us as we feel loved by you, because there's so much love here in Hobart.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Look, we are live on Instagram, but we're not filming this break because... The reason I love radio is, hey guys, it's Jimmy. Probably haven't figured out the voices.
Hey, Jim.
After.
Yeah. Oh, just quickly, Jimmy glasses, Grace.
No,
is
no,
a
that
girl.
Doesn't help. This voice is Jimmy.
Yeah, people still message and go, yeah. Who's who? Mm.
No, the reason I love radio is it's live, and Nathan and I and Grace will keep, you know, as much as we can. We'll do all the shows live because there is that, you know, we can say anything, we can change it, stuff can happen on the fly, people call up and surprise us, you talk about what's happening as it's happening. That's why I love radio, and it's also why we're not filming this break, because this is our last break on Hobart Breakfast Radio.
Yeah.
Technically mornings.
But. It's more like a brunch now.
Hobart brunch. But yeah, it's been really mixed emotions. I honestly feel like myself, Nath and Grace have not been able to give any more. I feel like, you know, you don't always hear it. Tommy Windsor mentioned it earlier, but, you know, behind the scenes we have cried with each other and broken down, and there's been some really dark and difficult times. A lot of that during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, I ended a relationship. I thought about, you know, taking my own life. If you do need support, Lifeline is available 24/7, 13, 11, 14. I won't wait till the end to get away the number.
Thank you.
Grace will yell at me. Jimmy, Lifeline.
Tick the box.
13, 11, 14. And they're great. I've rung them many a times. But yeah, we have. All of us have given everything we have to this. Our blood, our sweat, and our tears. And that's why it's so difficult, because we've given everything to you, Hobart, and you've given everything back.
Times a thousand.
When I said the other day that we had your ears first and now we have your hearts, I meant that. And that's the biggest privilege of this. And it's hard because we give everything to you and we try and make ourselves part of Tasmania. You know, that's why we do all the MC gigs, because we want to be at all the things that you are.
100%.
But we still want to hold some microphones.
Yeah, 100%. We still want to make it about us. Look, you can. We don't have time to list all the things that we've done. Taking the show out on the road, done so many big things that wouldn't have come to life without the people of Hobart, without the hit team that we have here, without the wider support from everybody around us. They don't come to life. The show does not breathe. It does not come to life without the role that you guys play. As I said when I announced this on Monday, is that the reason we have this job is because of you, Hobart, is because of what you have helped us do here. We were tapped on the shoulder because they said to us, these are the national bosses. This is what they said. They said, the show that you do in not just Hobart, but in Tasmania, we want that on a national level. So it's because of you that we have this.
You hit the nail on the head there, Nath. That's exactly, I guess, you know, why this is so hard, is we gave everything to this. And the weirdest part is you then get tapped on the shoulder to go, well, you know, you got to go somewhere else.
Yep.
Because the truth is, we will try and stay in Hobart for the next 6 months. We will be spending some time all over the country.
Yeah,
we will have to eventually move to Sydney. That's the reality. As you know, as much as I guess we haven't wanted to say that as a team, because it's like we just don't want to feel like we're turning our back on you, Hobart.
No,
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna try and not cry again. But I meant it when I said the other day, there were really dark times. The reason for me to live, to exist, to get up in the morning is this show.
Yeah.
I'm. You know, like people like Tommy Windsor we had on this morning, people like Ryan Williams, like, you know, we go just so inspirational, this, you know, what he's doing. I'm just so proud of Tasmania. I'm so proud of Hobart. I've never got a tattoo, but the other day I thought about, if I'm going to get one, it's just going to be the map of Tassie. And I mean that. And then I thought, we could do it on air, because how often, you know, the radio people get a tattoo and people love it.
Love a radio tattoo.
Absolutely.
And I didn't pitch it to you guys because I was like, no, that it's for me personal. I want to get that. It's not for the show.
It supersedes content in the show.
Yeah, and that's what this show is, and it's what this show will continue to be. It will be more than about content. I could, and look, I'm constantly, all three of us have gotten in trouble behind the scenes.
Like, we'll probably get in trouble today because it's now 9:40.
I've already gotten in trouble this morning.
Yeah, great.
Okay. And I'll say something as well, and I really want to do this, is because, you know, a lot of radio shows don't get to continue, you know, what they do. They don't get to go, hey, we're continuing. A lot of times you get the punt, you get the arse. And so, you know, because we've been given this platform, Hobart, we will promise you that we will highlight Hobart, we will highlight Tasmania, and we will continue to do the show that we did here. We will continue to be bright, positive lights in a dark world. We will try and make you laugh every night, every morning, every afternoon, every brunch, whenever we are on. We will try and put a smile on your face. I will promise that till there is breath in my lungs. I will continue to talk about mental health and to continue to fight that battle and continue to normalize as much as I can. I don't want to put words in Grace and Nate's mouth, but I know there's things that they're incredibly passionate about as well. And also, I'm going to say it, like, I, you know, this never gets to happen in radio. One of my close personal friends, Tubes Taylor, is on Triple M. And I know I'll probably get in trouble afterwards for encouraging people to listen to, but there are times where I've broke down crying and I haven't been able to talk to anyone, and Tubes picked up the phone, and you don't get that. You don't get to go, hey, a mate of mine is on the station, because I get to talk to my best mate, Nath, but, you know, I'm so proud of Tubey, and, you know, give Dan and Christy, obviously, a go, but Tubes is one of my best friends, and I'm so proud that he's on air, and I know that he'll bloody love you, Hobart, because he's loved me, and he's, you know, I wouldn't be here. I'm the happiest I've ever been, and that sucks, because I feel like the show's better than it's ever been. You know, I've got a beautiful partner, Ash, who I love so much. I love my little brother, Nath. I love my little sister, Grace, and, jeez, I'm bloody so proud of both of you and the show we've put together, and I'm just so happy, and sucks because, yeah, we're still on the station. We are. Heat 100.9, Saturdays and the weekend, but it won't be the same. It won't, because, you know, we can't make the jokes about the singing tradie.
Oh, what do you mean? That's all I'm doing tomorrow. That's all I'm doing is a singing tradie. I'm going to be live from Cat and Fiddle.
Around Australia, we're live from the... It's bloody been a wild ride, and yeah, we're going to continue to do the same show, and we're going to bloody do you proud.
Well, here's the thing: we've spoken about us, the three of us, being a family for a long time, Grace, since you joined the family as well. But I mean, in all sincerity, Hobart, you are a family. You're part of us. We are a part of you, and that we will carry forever. And we hope we have long, luscious careers, and you guys are going to be with us the entire time.
People have messages going, you know, it's worse than a breakup. And it is, because, as you just said, Nathan, it's family. And the one thing about family is you never want to let them go.
and it just it does feel like we're letting you go a bit, but you know, we'll hold you tight and we're going to be hips. Look, literally, like, we're going to lunch with the Jack Chalmers, who just mentioned a sign we'll get us earlier. The reason we're doing that is we don't want to let you go. We love it here. It'll always be home. As I said, you know, I want to get you bloody tattooed on me. I'm not going to ever let you go. I love you so much.
I'd get it tattooed, but my nanny Lib wouldn't let me. She's a part of the show, and she is family, and she might leave me too. So, guys, we love everything you do. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We are back on air tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., and then when we come back again, we'll be 9 until 11 p.m. Dan and Christy taking over from Monday. Make sure you give them a go. Tubes and Woody, they're next door at Triple M. Give them a go too,
buddy,
guys.
I love Tubes Taylor. He's one of the best human beings I've ever met.
All right. Yeah. Jim, I'm going to give you a drum roll, and you can say the final words.
Two things really quickly before I do the Hoo Hobart for the last time. Wow. I actually might film that bit.
Yeah,
I
want to film the last Hoo Hobart. Yeah, yeah.
But I will say we're actually going to chat Eggs Benny next. Yeah. So even though this is us.
Yeah, this is the close of our show. Eggs Benny's on next. We've already taken an hour away from him.
This is the Jimmy and Nathan Grace moment. We will chat Eggs Benny next because it is his show, and we'll obviously apologise to him. And then, yeah, we're back tomorrow morning as well. I'll be sitting in this seat. Back tomorrow morning in this seat. I'll be sitting in the same spot. That's why I guess it does feel weird as well.
Yeah.
Anything else, Grace, Nath, before I do the
I think you
words?
Said it all.
I think you definitely said it all, mate. All right. Here we go. For the final time, the Jimmy and Nath Breakfast Show on Hit 100.9.
Hooroo, Hobart.
Sad, the show's over. You can follow the boys at Jimmy and Nath on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, or just follow them home.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.